Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1238 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life. So our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions you might like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like an opportunity to add dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we will strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So our question for this week is, hey Gramps, I struggle with the daily grind and problems that I continually face each day. It seems like I have a lot of trials. I know that I should be more proactive with long-term thinking and planning, but how can I deal with today's problems and still consider what I need to do long-term? Would you please share some wise tips that will help? So today we'll look at overcoming being short-sighted. One of the main reasons that most people never rise above the daily grind in their problems that all of us face each day is that they do not think long-term. You must be willing to sacrifice what you desire now for what you desire most. Too many times, people will settle for today's trinkets, which prevents them from obtaining tomorrow's treasures. In order to overcome being short-sighted, you must be willing to sacrifice. The immediate shiny objects become too attractive, and before you know it, you succumb to their temptation. While there are trials that we face which we have little or no control over, many trials that we face are self-induced. Purchasing things that we don't really need with money that we don't really have can cause financial trials. Eating the wrong foods and not being disciplined in your exercising can cause health trials. Not working to your best ability for God rather than for man can cause you employment trials. Not focusing on your family and being attentive to them can cause family and marriage trials. Not consuming God's word and investing time in prayer can cause spiritual trials. If you find yourself in the midst of the various types of trials, take time to pause and reflect. Determine if these trials that you are experiencing are self-induced. If they are, in part or in whole, start making short and long-term plans to correct these issues. Even if your trials are completely out of your control and are not caused by your actions, never give up in your quest to rise above the current situation. Give God the glory for the lessons that you are learning and then continue on. The Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 and 17, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." We may not have to face the severe trials that Paul did, although it may seem like we are. Just the same, we can begin to lose hope as the dozens of small trials takes its tolls and our lives become wearisome. By God's grace, Paul was able to view his trials as temporary, which they were, just like ours. And when we view them as temporary, they're not as big a deal when compared to eternity. This perspective certainly did not come to Paul easily or automatically. Like us, Paul needed to learn the value of the things of God so highly and to give them such weight that everything else will pale in comparison. How about you? What can you do to overcome your trials, whether self-imposed or not, so that you can then focus on what is most important? We all need to focus on our impact on the lives of others for eternity. Yes, we will all have trials. They may just be God's tool for maturing us and preparing us for building His kingdom. We need to avoid self-imposed trials by making wise long-term choices. Don't fall prey to the shiny objects or tasty foods that are not healthy. invest time in learning the wise principles that are found in God's Word. When we do face trials, consider those trials that you must go through as an opportunity for great joy, as we're told in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Dear brothers and sisters, when trials of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us. And come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,237 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.